Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, on a mission to create remodeling experiences worthy of 5-star online reviews. See the difference at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Welcome back. I'm Elaine Cha. It's time for St. Louis on the Air's first new music roundup of 2026. As usual, we're sharing recommendations and notes on recent releases by artists who represent a range of genres and are either based in or from St. Louis. This month, we're doing so with musician and music producer McKinney Morrison, also known as K Cutter Music. Welcome to the new music roundup part of this.
Hey, it's good to be back.
And with us, as always, is Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer and our monthly new music show originator. Maya,
hello. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to everybody. And as usual, a quick reminder, almost everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. And you'll understand why I say almost a little later. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So let's get into this. The first pick is one that comes from you, Maya.
Yes. And it is by our guest, K Cutter Music. This is That It Is.
It's just the way that love goes. Just the way that I feel. It's just the way that love goes. It's just the way that it is.
You just heard That It Is by K Cutter Music. I've never gotten a chance to talk about the music of the musician, and he's sitting right here looking straight in my eyes, but I love this song. It's amazing vocals, amazing instrumentation. Last year I said, you know, it almost feels like we can't get away with the music roundup without playing some K Cutter. So we're going to continue that tradition. But no, this is a great song. I love the vibe. I feel like an adult when I listen to it. I need coffee with it and a scone.
Well, I had a drink when I heard this song live when K Cutter Music and Friends played at Del Mar Hall. And hearing it then and now hearing it now, they are different experiences.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. So what was it like to play that concert hall and to be presenting this song?
Yeah, it was interesting for sure, because one of the things we had to navigate was our sax player who's on this is Kenneth Leverage Jr. He's based in Chicago.
Okay.
So it's really that like combination of the two cities, but he wasn't able to make it, but we were still able to have a great performance of that song. Noelle Spiva's on the vocals, and she's a great multimedia artist and DJ herself. So,
And people were into this. It was really cool to see that.
Sure.
Our next song is a pick from you. It has something to do with winter. Kind of tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this next piece is by a friend of mine, Zianin, who recently released a winter Christmas album with my friend Owen Raglan on keys. And so I picked this song. I really love the French that she speaks in it. It's completely in French, and doing my research is about a 20-year-old song. So it is a cover. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And let's hear a bit of the song. This is Jardin d'hiver by Yanin.
Je voudrais tout sur les fers de dentelle était d'hier, des photos de peau de mer dans mon jardin d'hiver. Je voudrais de la lumière comme en Nouvelle-Angleterre. Je veux changer d'atmosphère dans mon jardin d'hiver. Ta robe à fleurs sur la pluie de novembre, mes mains qui courent, je ne peux plus te détendre. Les années passent, qu'il est loin, l'ange tendre, nul ne peut nous entendre. Je voudrais de Fred Astaire revoir nos états couverts. Je voudrais toujours te plaire dans mon jardin d'hiver.
And that is Yanin with a cover of the 20-year-old song, Jardin d'hiver. Let's go to the next one, which has really striking lyrics as well, not in another language, but something that we understand. Tell us about this one.
Yes, this next song is Ida Adeh. Her song is called Free.
Say a prayer for the girl who went and lost herself. She's been dreaming, always scheming, but never found no way else. Late night pleasing, barely breathing, trying to sell her hopes. Never understood what the world really meant when they say she lost her glow. Lose inspiration easily, trying to find out what was meant for me. Want to accomplish everything, overwhelmed that I finished nothing. You gotta choose one dream, girl. You can have the world. One day you gotta go, what you're gonna have to show. A lifetime of running, a lifetime of chasing things. Who do I wanna be? Who do I wanna be? I wanna be free. Oh, I wanna be free, yeah. Oh, I wanna be free. Oh, I wanna be free. I
wanna be. And that is Free by Ida Adeh. Kara, this was one of your picks. Why did it make your list?
Well, I really love this album. I feel like Ida Adeh has been someone who I've closely been good with and music-wise, and I just feel like this was personally my favorite song on the album. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ida is me. I am Ida. I feel like she's reading my diary when she writes music. This song really touched me. I really enjoy it, too.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that it's the difference between what do you want to do and what you want to be.
Yes.
And that is something that continues throughout the song. The next song has a very different vibe.
Yes.
Maya?
We're all about different vibes up in here. This is Rotten, which is made up of three different rappers, Damon, Rec Riddles, and Supreme Soul. And this is their song, Limit Break.
St. Louis got something to say. Straight to it like a to the face to phase through it. Ay. Take to a day, puffing away to make do your thing, suffering shame. I can't do it. You'd rather stay stupid as hell, choosing to fail with the same group of lames. Can't do for yourselves.
Moving through hell, you're not in tune with yourself or modifying it. Too compelled to rock higher. Prove your wealth's out of sight and it's foolish. Overdue to acknowledge your body's losing Pilates and lively movements on stage to bring you godly improvements. Now redefine your maneuvers. Don't be shy, just produce it.
And catch a off of music, it's all live for abuses. Y'all took it, but rather die before you actually move it. Rather show and tell instead of showing and proving. So you can't claim you the greatest with no debating. If you can't acknowledge the certain status of major players, you only in the pocket if you got the coin to change it. All gas, no breaking. Swag so tasteless. After thought, if you arrive, no preparation. Y'all pull out burners or you pulling out pages.
Always doing the maximum, bare minimum. Step on the heads of your brethren for mere benefits, trying to appear menacing. Why would I fear the end when we all stuck in this shit with the same goals? So let's stay focused.
Enough with the games over, the struggle for fame. We're one and the same. I show you the way forward. Unless you ain't taking care of your kids, God should have took your life instead of sharing your rib in return. Please, sir.
That is Rotten, which is a hip hop trio made up of Damon, Rec Riddles, Supreme Soul, and that's their song Limit Break. You heard like all gas, no breaks. Like this song doesn't even have a hook. It's just them going crazy. And I got to see them perform at the Fresh Produce Champs Battle earlier this month. And I was just blown away by like they have three very distinct styles and sounds, but they are so in sync and work so well together. And one, again, it's a delight to see music live. You should go see live music. But this, they had like two songs they just put out, and this one was my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love it a lot.
What do you think?
Yeah, I love how this feels like a cypher to me.
Yes.
It feels like East Coast, like hip hop, mm-hmm. which is like a version of that genre that I grew up listening to.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of where St. Louis hip hop is now? Ooh. As a, yeah.
We have the benefit of being smack dab in the middle of the country. So we get to inspire and influence so many different sounds and spaces, but then we also get to be influenced by other corners of the country. So, I mean, we got it all here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a melting pot for sure. I think that a big advantage that we have in 2026 is that we're a story that's yet to been put on display for everybody to hear. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are interested in hearing what the artists from this city have to say.
Mm-hmm. And I will say the line about the maximum bare minimum very much spoke to me, not because that's not what I aspire to.
Our barest minimum is still most people's max. Yep.
Absolutely.
And again, that was Rotten by, that is Rotten, Damon, Rec Riddles, Supreme Soul with Limit Break. Mm-hmm. The next song it had me in the mind a little bit of something that's associated with East Coast, and this is Potion by Wit and Cairo Kano. Before we hear that, tell us about this pick, Kata.
Yeah, I actually discovered this on my TikTok, which I think is great a continuance of that conversation. I think this is like St. Louis artists getting put more on the forefront in discoverability on social media platforms. I'm friends with them both. I love their music, so I was really excited when this came out.
Mm-hmm. And those friends are Wit and Cairo Kano, and this is their song, Potion.
Pulling up like gym class, trying to get that presidential. Now that bar that orange couldn't get to. He couldn't even pass, so then get hardy laugh. Get I'll be dead last, but I get the last laugh. Yeah, I been the character with a big head like a Benz cap. Now I've been buying the NFTs like when pants snap. Always gonna end up right on the green like I'm Tiger at his best match. Y'all can't fuck with me, now where the best that. Come on. Yeah, been sipping on this potion, don't you notice? She said be sensitive to my emotions. You sensitive enough for the both of us. Now we the same age, but these never act as old as us.
They ain't as old as us, sons named my kin. I be high, this a mountain dust. Gone with the wind, blowing wind. All the future blunt I rode as a kid. Check your chin with a fire bit, then fire up again. She won't tell you again. Walking in, got my fire tucked. I just wanna live world big, but I'm high as f- so I don't feel it spin. Tapped in while they tapping out. TKO my wins. Thanksgiving, we had max out. Windows got the tents at the stew, trying to max out. Even brought a tent in a year with our glass out. Do it all again. Why these f- I had f- out? Ain't none of my biz.
Come on. Yeah, been sipping on this potion, don't you notice? She said be sensitive to my emotions. You sensitive enough for the both of us. Now we the same age, but these never act as old as us. Sticking the success, now I be older.
And that is Potion by Wit and Cairo Kano. This song takes me to the early aughts and having a disc man, like walking the streets of Seoul, actually listening to... just listening to music and not being able to resist walking in a particular way.
You got to move like a little swag in yourself.
Yes, exactly. A little bit of attitude. Is there anything as we leave this song, Kata, that you want to, you know, to really highlight about how this song sort of exemplifies what is here in St. Louis as far as talent goes?
Yeah, I think a big part of it is like just melodics, lyricism, like even... the history of our biggest artists like Nelly, there's a lot of cadence, there's a lot of rhythm.
Yes.
And I think that's very apparent in this track. I think it's something that a lot of people will find enjoyable. It's really easy to listen to.
Mm-hmm. All right, so movement and forms.
Yes, we're about to get to moving for real.
Maya, set this one up.
Yes, this next song, again, different vibe. Get ready. Turn the radio up. This is Blight Future and their song Fiery Forms. That was Blight Future and their song Fiery Forms from their new album that just came out not that long ago, Secession Species. It's funny, I randomly just met them outside of Red Flag before they had a show. A friend was walking their dog and they stopped because the dog is cute and fluffy.
And huge.
And humongous. shout out to Oliver. But they stopped and I'm like, what y'all doing here? And they're like, we're about to perform. And I'm like, oh yeah, what's up? What y'all do? And they told me and I've been following them ever since. And I'm obsessed with this album. A lot of the songs, I had a hard time picking a song from this album, actually. Mm-hmm. I landed on this one because it only had one bad word in it. And also, it has a really great message. If you have time to listen to the lyrics, you should.
Mm-hmm. And if you did turn it up, maybe you heard those lyrics.
If you turn it up, you're welcome.
Our producers in the back who hadn't heard this song before it played had a reaction to it, but I think a very positive one. So the last song on our list of roundup tracks is a selection that is from you, Kara. Let's hear a little bit of it before we hear some notes. And this is Program by Mikkel Kennedy.
Let me tell you about a lame 6'1".
What he do?
Claim he got a lot of figures, he got none. First sign of red flags, knew a bitch that had run. Let it pray outside, but you got his only son. Is you the Lulu? Are you stupid? Usually take on the chin. Forever know that was a yes. In the end, MK go win. First sign of red flags, when he said that he had kids. Overlooked it, cause I needed him to pay all of my bills. You ain't bigger than a program. You ain't bigger than the man and his whole fam. You ain't bigger than this knuckle sandwich. You ain't bigger than a 3-5 on a scale. Second sign of red flags was his PM. All on Twitter, all she talk about is him. It's y'all together cause he eat me like some shrimp. You'd be upset if you found out about what we did. Got me sipping cocktails with no keys. You could never ever tell me how that feel. When we old, so when he died, he gon' leave me in his wheel. Took y'all with a smile and I do this again. You ain't bigger than a program.
And that is Mikkel Kennedy with Program. All right, Kutta, tell us about this.
Yeah, I love Mikkel Kennedy. It's so cool to see her growing as an artist and working with my buddies Ray and AR. They actually recorded this at Topsoil Studios, studio. So it was really cool.
Right on Cherokee.
Right on Cherokee. So just seeing this grow, and I think this has the potential for sure to be like a St. Louis anthem.
Oh, for sure. I'm already like probably speeding past the speed limit with the song blasting through my car. Absolutely.
I mean, it feels very St. Louis.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's the accent. I think it's like we just hear it in her voice.
Uh-huh.
That's what I hear at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure the voice, the accent, it's got like kind of a bounce that feels Southern to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big influence on the St. Louis scene too. It's like Southern music.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, in the middle of the country and mm-hmm. between
the North and South.
The North and South, definitely. So again, remember that everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Again, you search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup to find it. And I had teased this at the beginning of the show. Before we wrap today, we've got a preview of something that's not out yet, but I'm very much looking forward to hitting the world. Mm-hmm. Here's 7 is the Magic Number by none other than K. Cutta Music. And that is just a sampling of 7 is the Magic Number by K. Cutta Music. Cutta, lots of layers here.
Yes.
What is the overall effect that you are trying to achieve?
Yeah, so, well, this is, for one, a combination of Cutta and Friends, which is the newest band that I have. And we have an upcoming project and everything coming out on January 30th. So what you're hearing is a bunch of musicians and friends of mine who got into a session. We came up with a jam and we turned it into a song.
Mm-hmm.
And so this project is gonna be kind of like a cultivation of sounds like this. So it's just us experimenting with those textures. You're hearing a lot of guitar, keys, mm-hmm. drums, and bass, but we're expanding it to sound bigger than life mm-hmm. in a sense, so.
It is, it's very expansive. And is 7 the number of musicians you played with?
7 is actually the key that the time signature this is in.
Oh.
So it's in an odd time meter.
Okay.
But depending on how you bounce to it, it feels natural.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something we've been trying to challenge ourselves, is to play in a different time signature, make it feel natural.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear the whole thing. McKinney Morrison is K. Cutta Music, musician and music producer, and Maya Norfleet is St. Louis on the Air producer and originator of this monthly new music show. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet. Production assistance from Darius Varner.
Audio engineering and sound design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.